This episode of the Bad Movie Bunny podcast was brought to you by any honey that I could get on sale at the grocery store to make my voice sound slightly better than it normally would. Actually, in all seriousness, I am a part of the Prescribed Film Podcast Network, and you can check them out at the PFPN.com, and I highly suggest you do so. They've got a lot of great shows. Here's a promo.
You're listening to the Prescribed Films Podcast Network, home to hundreds of hours of free podcast entertainment. The shows on this network all have a common goal, providing you with the best discussions about movies and other forms of entertainment media. The PFPN hopes to fill your earholes with audio joy. Visit our website with links to all the other amazing shows at www.thepfpn.com. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, listeners, to the Mothman episode of the Bad Movie Bunny podcast, where horror and thrillers are reviewed, but is the next scream that you hear your own. My name is Lisa, or the Bad Movie Bunny, and this time around, I stop knitting Mothman and start watching and reading him. That's right, on this episode, I'm going to review two movies and a book, namely the Mothman movies from 2010 and 2022, which you can stream on Tubi, along with a few Mothman documentaries, which I highly recommend. I am also going to review Laurel Hightower's Mothman novella Below, which is available from Ghoulish Books. And this is a company that you should check out online, and if you're in the San Antonio area, check out their store in person. I find, as a character, that Mothman is fascinating and interesting, and very, very cute when I knit him, or when other artists plushify the character. I've driven through West Virginia at funny hours, and I have yet to see him. Not that I would do anything, as even cryptids do mind their own business and have their own life, but I do wonder if he hangs out with Bigfoot. Let's get into it. First up is 2010's Mothman, a sci-fi TV movie that wound up on Tubi later on and stars Jewel State and Connor Fox. I like to call this movie Mothman Knows What You Did That Summer. And should you choose to watch this, you'll see why in the opening scenes. And this is set in Point Pleasant, West Virginia. We cut to a group of teenagers enjoying a little river-based underage drinking, among other things, near an old mill when, lo and behold, the annoying little brother of one of the partygoers follows them and tries to drink and join in. The teenagers respond by telling this kid that Mothman was buried under one of the mill's incinerators, and further taunt him with this until he accidentally drowns. The teenagers, realizing the possibility of getting in trouble to a degree where jail time could be involved, make a pact to say he died accidentally by hitting his head while jumping in the river. They hit the dead body with a rock post-mortem, for effect. Real classy. For some reason, Point Pleasant PD and the town as a whole believe this bullshit story and don't really look into it, so for 10 years, these teenagers turn into 20-something barflies and the like, save for one played by Jewel State, who manages to leave town and work for a city newspaper. This paper sends her back home to cover the Mothman Festival. Okay. Sure, Mothman is just a legend, but he's one hell of a tourist attraction, right? It turns out Mothman is very real and seemingly more effective than the police when it comes to teenagers covering up the drunken accidental drowning of a kid how many years ago. Mothman decides to make a special appearance at this festival and take out the culprits himself. Whether Mothman is all about vengeance or justice in this movie, I can't really say. But the creature is very, very over CGI'd. I think they were trying to make him imposing, but there was way too much wingspan, and I don't believe he is that ripped. Maybe if Mothman had a dating profile, this could be the picture he'd use? But I saw more realistic rendering in superhero video games where the muscle tones are very over-exaggerated. This kind of thing could give Mothman very unrealistic body image issues. The effects used to take out the cast were just awful, and frankly, I really didn't care when he took them out. The subplot about killing Mothman with a ritual knife was not really needed, and honestly, Mothman is more effective doing his thing in the woods, not tearing up a festival in his honor. The premise was an interesting one, but it needed better writing and less CGI. Next up is the 2022 Mothman, and I call this one the Blair Mothman Project, as it was a found footage movie shot documentary style. Now, this one didn't take place in Point Pleasant, or even West Virginia, but in Ohio. Hey, Mothman has to get out and travel every now and again, and this movie was set at a rather nice cabin out in the woods. One could argue that Mothman can unwind from the usual cryptid stressors that stem from causing insanity and controlling the minds of fearful humans. However, Mothman isn't chilling at the cabin. He's at home in the woods, and if anyone ventures out too far, or gets too close, they are plagued with visions, nightmare terrors, and eventually disappear. One of these hapless souls, Dakota, is the brother of a documentary filmmaker named Amanda. She and her boyfriend slash cameraman Tim try to figure out what happened to Dakota while documenting it. She first interviews her parents, who attest that Dakota was a normal kid, but a kid that had to explore everything. They rightly turn the lens back to Amanda, asking her where she was when Dakota first went missing. Later on, Amanda and Tim interview the investigating police officer, as well as Dakota's friends and co-workers. The roads lead to Dakota's girlfriend, who's not very forthcoming with information at first, and seems a little fearful. As the movie goes along, you get a sense of dread that there is more going on than just a disappearance. Dakota's co-workers genuinely seem not to know very much beyond Dakota just not showing up for work one day. But the girlfriend is cagey as hell. There are a few people that indicate that Amanda needs to back off. About halfway into the movie, an emaciated pale man with a weird grin just comes up to the cabin, babbles to Amanda and Tim for a bit, and then just starts shadowing the place. Wait, Mothman has a Renfield? That's kind of a new one on me. Eventually, Dakota's girlfriend gives up a box of Dakota's belongings, which includes footage of the two of them venturing out too far in the woods and encountering something strange. You could tell it was Mothman cam by the way the footage's lighting went red all of a sudden. I think that the found footage shooting worked very well for this story, but I started laughing when the lighting went to red to signal that Mothman had appeared. As to the creature, he wasn't an overly buff villain, thank God, but the shadowy cryptid who got into Dakota's head. More footage reveals that Dakota consulted experts and tried to fend off the insanity and eventual call of the moth, but to no avail. Once his sister pieced together a few parts of the story, she had to see for herself. And see for herself in Mothman vision. And it was red. Found footage is tricky in filmmaking. If done right, it's very spooky and effective. I think this worked very well for the Mothman movie, even with the red Mothman cam lighting. I'm sorry, I can't get over that. I still think that Mothman wanted the summer cabin. I can't say I blame him. Mothman is an underrated horror star, in my opinion. I don't think he needs his own franchise, but when I first started thinking about reviewing a Mothman movie, the 2010 made-for-TV crap was the only one I was able to find. Recently, I found more on Tubi, even a horror comedy short set in England. I guess Mothman had to go abroad. I say he doesn't need a franchise, as I don't want to hear about a Mothman in space film. That said, Mothman is also a literary legend that began in 1960s West Virginia. After a screening at Ghoulish Books, I find a novella with cover art that I had to check out. That night, I came home with Laurel High Towers Below. The Mothman cover art is by Trevor Henderson, and this is the story of a woman who has left her marriage to a controlling man only to hit a nasty snowstorm in the West Virginia mountains. Driving through the mess, she meets a truck driver who seems nice, but has a few nasty secrets. While bonding with this guy and trying to weather the storm, pun intended, she meets another local, and this one gets her pretty lost, even with red eyes lighting up the place. There was a lot packed into this novella, making it a memorable and fast-paced read. I really felt it when Hightower described driving in the mountainous snowstorms. I grew up in New England and remember nor'easters very, very well. I also remember a job interview where I flew out to Denver, Colorado, and had the option to take a short flight to Alamosa or drive through mountains. At the time, I feared flying, and that 8-seater plane was sheer hell. However, I took that over the post-flight drive. The indecisiveness of the heroine and the control she lived under while married hits the reader in the gut as well, even if you come to the conclusion fairly early that she leaves one controlling entity, only to find a criminal and later a controlling cryptid. I like cryptids and moths. While living in Texas, in addition to bats and grackles, I've seen the sphinx moth, which is a larger but beautiful bug with intricate white patterns on their black wings. Cryptid documentaries and film, when done right, can be a lot of fun as they exacerbate a legend and make them as real as the Starbucks in your neighborhood. Did Mothman appear to those kids driving along that West Virginia road? If so, was he looking for a ride? Was he looking to party? Who knows what really happened? I'll admit it, Mothman is my favorite cryptid to knit. I have a complicated relationship with fun fur yarn, like many knitters and crocheters, but the result is a fuzzy little red-eyed guy that gets a lot of attention at shows by both attendees and other artists. While eyelash and fun fur yarn is in a declining supply due to how much of a pain it can be to work with, I'll manage and maybe even break out my neon green fuzz yarn. Radioactive Mothman, anyone? Horror and comic conventions have been a big part of my life since the mid-2000s. Horror conventions that I vend at now, sponsored by Kings of Horror, really are all about the movies, from the merch to the celebrity guests. You really see it. The artist community is a joy as well, and this is where I was first exposed to Ghoulish Books. With this and future episodes, I'd like to occasionally share fun con stories, be it brushes with celebrity, or the greatest commissions that I wish were followed up upon. This con story was a Kings of Horror event, and a busier Sunday than I thought it would be. The theme of this particular show was devoted to Tales from the Crypt. I didn't knit the Crypt Keeper, even though I probably should have, but my Mothman sold right away. My candles were getting some attention. Surprising, but depending on the show, different items get different types of attention from attendees. One couple came by. The woman appeared to be more of the horror fan of the two and was looking at my knit Freddy and Jason. Her boyfriend was good-naturedly along for the ride, looks at my candles, and asks me if I had ever made a weed-scented candle. Now, I don't smoke, and I can't imagine how that would translate to candle form, but I told him that a peppermint candle that I gifted a friend helped remove fish odors after cooking. So, I mean, if there were other scents he wanted gone, I guess, but there was no follow-up, and to date, my most illicit candle scent was whiskey. Not half bad. Who knows what Etsy or other commissions will bring, however. Thus ends this episode of the Bad Movie Bunny Podcast. If you'd like to find more content, you can follow me on Twitter as Bad Movie Bunnies or on Instagram as Creative Cat Loafer. And you can also get a look at the Mothmen or other monsters that I knit. Until then, thank you for listening and tune in next time.